This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressed members of Parliament on a day dubbed by the media as Super Saturday. Johnson is attempting to get approval on a new plan to pull Britain from the European Union. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Meanwhile, as Johnson tries to win majority support, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says the latest Brexit deal is bad for Britain.
This deal is not good for jobs, damaging for our industry, and a threat to our environment and our natural world. It's not a good deal for our country, and future generations will feel the impact. It should be voted down today by this House.
The debate continues as the British Parliament holds its first weekend session in 37 years. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri gave his government partners 3 days to support a reform drive as thousands of protesters crowded the streets across the country amid an economic crisis. Protesters were massed outside Hariri's office as the visibly frustrated prime minister gave an address to the nation, in which he blamed political foes he says have blocked his reform proposals. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A war monitor group says Turkey-backed Syrian fighters have clashed in several locations with Kurdish forces in possible violations of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in northern Syria. Meanwhile, in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump he's optimistic the deal between Turkey and the United States will hold. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan and Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of this safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Turning now to the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, AP's Washington bureau chief Julie Pace reports the White House shifted the explanation about policy toward Ukraine again this week.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney stood at the White House briefing room and acknowledged that there was a quid pro quo with Ukraine, that what the president wanted was for Ukraine to look into a baseless conspiracy theory involving the Democratic National Committee in the 2016 election, and that if Ukraine did that, then they would be granted a meeting, an in-person meeting with the president. Mulvaney, of course, tried to walk that back, but he is there on tape saying this.
That is AP's Julie Pace. A Google affiliate is using drones to deliver purchases in a key first U.S. test of the service. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
81-year-old Susie Sensmeyer has a spot in history, one of the first two people in the United States to have a purchase delivered by drone.
I've always been impressed with things flying up there. And the drone with nobody flying it is remarkable.
The purple winter vest she ordered from Dick's Sporting Goods in Christiansburg, Virginia, arrived at her home in just minutes Friday. Wing, a drone service owned by Google's parent Alphabet, has started a drone delivery pilot program, carrying orders from Walgreens and FedEx in parts of that southwest Virginia city. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two female astronauts made history Friday at the International Space Station, completing the first all-woman spacewalk in NASA's history. Jessica Meir and Christina Cook repaired a failed power coupler on the station. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.